Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. More than 300 firefighters are battling the wildfire that has scorched more than 800 acres near Del Loma along Highway 299. The fire, which has caused both the closure of the highway and long delays due to one-way controlled traffic, is only about 15% contained at this time and threatens remote structures in the area, although the town of Del Loma is now considered safe. Highway 299 remains under traffic controls, and motorists should be prepared for delays up to 30 minutes. The North Coast Air Quality District has also issued an air quality alert because of smoke from the fire, and they recommend that residents in the area limit their outdoor activities because of the unhealthy air. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team have arrested the target of a methamphetamine investigation. Officers spotted 53-year-old Eureka resident Louis Prado riding a bicycle near 3rd Street, and already having secured a search warrant for Prado, officers pulled him over. Prado was found in possession of 14 grams of meth, a scale, a switchblade, and a stun gun. Prado is suspected of selling meth to the homeless population around the rescue mission, and after taking him into custody, officers then served a search warrant at a storage unit rented by Prado. There, they found processed weed, hash, prescription pills, and drug sales paraphernalia. Officers also recovered state EBT cards used for the purchase of food and which are traded for drugs in lieu of cash. Prado was booked into county jail on a slew of charges, and additional charges may be added on by the DA's office. Members of the Mendocino County Community Task Force and officers from the Bureau of Land Management raided an outdoor marijuana grow on Bell Springs Road near Laytonville and confiscated more than 4,000 plants. Further investigation led to the discovery of several hundred starter plants found in a vehicle driven by two suspects, and officers also confiscated several thousand dollars in cash, weapons, and methamphetamine. Seven men were arrested, and a search warrant was executed at a residence in Santa Rosa connected with the men, and there officers found more plants, meth, a handgun, and cash. All seven men were booked into county jail, and the investigation into their grow site and activities continues. The Westside Community Improvement Association, the group that purchased the Jefferson School site from the city of Eureka, has been preparing, cleaning, and fixing the building and grounds, but tomorrow the WCIA hopes to get some serious building done. Hundreds of volunteers are expected to show up tomorrow morning to construct a playground at the site, and one of the coordinators, Heidi Benzinelli, was busy today making sure there was enough food and drink available for those who come to help. Playground equipment was paid for and donated to the group by Pacific Gas and Electric. And if you want to lend a hand, please call 498-5764. Volunteers will have breakfast at 8 o'clock, and then the building begins. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Council member Melinda Cherubellini has decided to run for re-election. Cherubellini was appointed to fill the 4th Ward seat in Eureka in January of last year after Virginia Bass won a seat on the Board of Supervisors. Cherubellini will hold a press conference on Monday at the Sequoia Park Zoo to kick off her campaign, and she said in a statement released today, "I look forward to formally announcing my candidacy and to asking the citizens of Eureka to allow me to continue to work hard for them." The event begins at 12:15. On Tuesday evening, Garberville resident Paul Madero was driving along Spurl Creek Road when a deer leaped into the roadway in front of his truck. Madero turned to avoid the animal and then lost control of his vehicle. He ran off the road and down a steep embankment. Madero was able to free himself from the wreckage and was taken to the hospital with major injuries. The CHP has investigated the accident, and impairment is not considered a factor. It's rodeo time on the North Coast, and tomorrow the 49th annual Oryx Rodeo kicks off at the Oryx Rodeo Grounds. There are plenty of events scheduled, and concession booths will be open both tomorrow and Sunday. A reminder that no dogs or ice chests are allowed, and for more information, check the Oryx Rodeo website. And that's the North Coast News on this Friday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.